Funky Bookkeeping 101 Moshi, Justice Anna Von Writes. February 2, 2021. By Justice Anna Von Writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Yesterday, I restated the fundamental problem that your identity as an American has been stolen, and your credit has been hijacked by criminals. Back in the 1930s, prior to the common use of credit cards, these crimes of identity theft and credit theft were virtually unknown. But that's what our federal subcontractors did to us, even back then. First, they purposefully misidentified all of us as British territorial U.S. citizens, and then again, as municipal citizens of the United States, thereby stealing our identity as Americans. They seized upon our assets using this impersonation scheme, then used our assets as the basis of credit for themselves, and left us holding the bill. We've been forced under coercion and duress, racketeering, to pay and pay and pay for property and other assets that were actually already ours. They now owe you and the other American victims of this scheme the entire U.S. national debt. Their debt is your credit. But that's not all the damage they have done. They also stole our gold and silver and obstructed our access to remedy with their impersonation fraud. They call all these various municipal citizens operated under your names federal public persons, and they admit that we all have a prepaid non-obligatory commercial debt obligation arrangement with the United States Corporation, which is non-consensual and unconscionable, as well. This non-obligatory debt obligation was prepaid using the 20,000 tons of gold they illegally confiscated from Americans during FDR's administration, and which they used to set up the Federal Reserve Bank, the World Bank, and the IBRD, International Bank of Reconstruction and Development. It was also accrued via the non-consensual exchange of your silver for their IOUs. The means they propose to repay us for our gold and silver is called Mutual Offset Credit Exemption Exchange. You owe them money for services rendered, and they owe you money because of their theft of your silver and gold, so it makes sense to offset these mutual debt obligations. They also owe you for commandeering and using your persons in breach of trust and commercial service contract. This is how Moshi is supposed to work. I owe you 10, you owe me 20, so we do the bookkeeping, offset the debts, and voila, you still owe me 10, and I am scot-free. Only they refuse to do the bookkeeping. You, average Americans, should have never had to pay a dime of any mortgage, tax bill, service or loan from any commercial bank or U.S. corporation. Ever. This is, with respect to the gold and silver thefts, memorialized as 12 U.S.C. 95A, Regulation of Transactions in Foreign Exchange. Remember, you are a non-resident alien with respect to them, of gold and silver, property transfers, vested interests, enforcement and penalties, Part 2. Are you all awake and listening? They, the federal employees, stole your privately held gold to the tune of 20,000 tons of it, admitted. And then they stole your silver, by exchanging it for Federal Reserve notes, which are nothing but paper IOUs, and they did it at face value, with interest assessed against you for the privilege. See the National Banking Emergency Act of 1933, which sets up the non-consensual one-for-one currency exchange, our silver dollars in exchange for their paper IOUs, as if they were of equal value. All U.S. federal corporations, the big banks, Walmart, Microsoft, etc., are federally bound franchises, even though the Corporations Act of 1870 is fraud on the face of it, and that has yet to be addressed, via their IRS employee identification number and Federal Reserve business bank accounts. They are all obligated to deliver goods and services to you and to offset any debt you may accrue. You order the goods or services, they total the cost, and adjust, offset, the bottom line to zero and release the prepaid items to you. Be it a house or a college loan or a car or a utility bill, anything addressed to you qualifies for offset. The way they put it is that all commercial public debt obligations are owed by the United States Incorporated and its actual franchises, which is the true obligor in every transaction taking place in the commercial realm in this country. So, as you can now see, it is impossible for you, the living men or women, who are Americans, and not U.S. citizens or citizens of the United States, to owe any U.S. corporation anything, because any debts charged to you are already prepaid. Any debt which is addressed to any fictitious U.S. person in your name is eligible for offset. The corporations are obligated to pay back their debt to you, via mutual offset credit exchange exemption, and then apply the transitory loss as a tax credit. None of this was ever fairly or accurately disclosed to the American public, and as a tiny number of eligible Americans were ever able to access relief, the remedy itself has been effectively denied by non-disclosure, the impersonation fraud scheme redefining us as municipal citizens of the United States, thereby ineligible for exemption, and failure to comply on the part of the corporations. Read that again, America. Any bill or claim or lien or statement addressed to your name in any all capital letters form or style whatsoever, is a debt addressed to a U.S. federal public person, not to you. You are not obligated to pay it. The corporation presenting the bill is obligated to offset it as a tax credit. This is how they are supposed to be repaying you for the gold they stole from your grandparents and the silver they stole from you and your parents, both. Whatever bills addressed to you that you choose to offset are literally prepaid and are part of the debt owed to you as an American. But first you have to be an American, and declare and record your birthright political status, because we are the ones they stole the gold and silver from in the first place. And remember, the same hooligans have deliberately misidentified you as a territorial U.S. citizen and as a municipal citizen of the United States, both, in an effort to cheat you out of your remedy. They've even bankrupted both the United States, Incorporated, and the USA Incorporated in an effort to avoid paying, but because of the fraud and the non-disclosure and other aspects, these debts bypass the bankruptcy process and accrue directly to the principals responsible. You have to declare and record your birthright political status as an American in order to qualify for mutual offset credit exchange exemption. Go to www.theamericanstatesassembly.net. It's all prepaid and now you know how it was prepaid. You don't owe them. They owe you. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Source, Funky Bookkeeping 101 Moshi, PDF. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.